wrist, but his eyes never leave mine.
Strip.
He says again, his voice low and menacing.
Or I'll do it for you.
Fuck off, Lars! I snarl, my anger boiling over. I turn on my heel, determined to put some distance between us. But before I can take more than a step, Lars's hand closes around the back of my neck, yanking me back toward him with a force that makes my knees buckle. My heart hammers in my chest as I find myself face to face with him again. His eyes burn fiercely, and before I can utter another word of protest, his lips crush against mine. My body stiffens instinctively, and his grip on my neck tightens, preventing my escape. Lars's hand curls around my wrist.
I told you to strip.
I struggle against him. Get off me, Lars! This isn't a game! You can't treat me like this! His thumb strokes my pulse point.
You've been mine since the moment we met. Don't fight it.
My body shudders as his lips trail down my neck. Stop, I whisper. Lars pulls back, studying my face with those dark eyes. Then, without warning, he unzips my dress roughly and yanks it down. My breath catches in my throat as the cool air caresses my bare skin. Before I can react, Lars pulls off my bra in a swift motion.
You want this. Don't deny it.
No, I pant. I don't want a psychopath. He chuckles, the sound sending a shiver down my spine. Please, I whimper, my body trembling as he cups my breasts again, his thumbs rubbing circles around my taut nipples.
Are you begging me to stop or keep going?
He demands. I breathe, my heart warring between the thrill of my body's response to his touch and the warning bells clanging in my mind. This is wrong. So very, very wrong. I should push him away, kick him where it hurts, and run for my life. But something holds me back, something that keeps me rooted to the spot, my body trembling in his grasp. Lars, this is insane, I whisper, my voice hoarse. He chuckles, the sound sending shivers down my spine.
That's the point, princess.
His mouth crashes down on mine again, stealing my breath away. My body melts into his, a traitor to the uncertainty swirling in my mind. His tongue tangles with mine, demanding my submission. My hands, of their own volition, find their way into his hair, pulling him closer.
You taste so fucking good,
he growls, his lips trailing down my neck. I arch my back, my body yearning for more. I've never felt such a raw, unchecked desire before. It scares me. Please, I whimper, my hands moving to the waistband of his jeans. Lars growls, his mouth finding mine again, his tongue plunging into my mouth as his fingers tease my wetness. I moan into his mouth, my body bucking against his hand. His touch is rough and demanding, sending me into a frenzy. I can't think, can't breathe, can only feel the all-consuming need pulsing through me.
You want this.
He growls against my neck.
Say it.
My breath comes in ragged gasps as his fingers dive deeper, massaging my sweet spot. Yes, I whisper, my body bucking against his hand. I want this.
You want me?
He corrects, his voice thick with desire. Yes, I pant, my body on the edge of oblivion. I want you.
Good girl.
He praises, and it makes my nipples tighten. I unbuckle his jeans and pull down the zipper, freeing his thick, hard cock. He hisses as I wrap my hand around it and tug. Lars backs me up against a tree, his mouth crushing down on mine, his hands moving urgently over my body. I can feel the rough bark against my back, scratchy and unyielding. Still, I barely register the sensation as Lars's fingers slam inside me. He hoists me up with ease, and I wrap my legs around his waist. I gasp as he buries his thick, pierced cock inside me, filling me completely. Our mouths remain locked together, tongues dancing frantically as he begins to move, his thrusts deep and urgent. My fingers tangle in his hair, pulling him closer as I match his rhythm, my body responding to his with an urgency I can't control. The world around us falls away, and all that exists is the feel of his body against mine, the sound of our ragged breaths, and the beating of our hearts. Lars's mouth moves to my neck, his teeth nipping at the sensitive skin as his thrusts become harder, faster.
Oh, fuck, princess,
he growls.
You feel so damn good.
My head falls back against the tree, my breath coming in sharp gasps as the rough bark scrapes my skin. But I barely notice the sting as pleasure radiates through me with each of Lars's powerful thrusts. I tighten my legs around him, urging him on, my body on the edge of oblivion. Please, Lars,
I know what you need,
he growls, his hips snapping forward, driving into me with force. Oh, God, I moan, my body arching off the tree. Right there, don't stop. Lars obliges, his hands gripping my ass as he drives into me with deliberate, forceful thrusts. His piercing hits that perfect spot inside me every damn time. His thrusts become more erratic, his body tensing as he nears his release.
Fuck, Alice,
he grunts, his hips snapping forward one final time. I cry out, my body shuddering in release as waves of pleasure ripple through me. Lars groans, his body slumping against mine as he spills himself deep inside me. We stay like that for a moment, our bodies intertwined, our breaths beginning to slow. Then, with a gentle nudge, Lars sets me back on my feet, his hands steadying me against the tree. I catch my breath, my body still buzzing with the aftershocks of my release. Lars steps back, his eyes dark and intense as he regards me, my wild hair, my dress on the floor. He takes my hand, his eyes locking with mine.
Come with me, Alice,
he says, his voice softer now, almost pleading.
Leave this place behind at the end of the week and join the carnival.
I bite my lip, my heart torn. A part of me wants to say yes, to throw caution to the wind and embrace the madness that is Lars. But the rational part knows it's insanity to leave stability for the unknown. I shake my head, my voice catching in my throat as I try to find the words to explain the turmoil within me. Lars, this is crazy, I whisper. I can't just leave my life behind and join a carnival. It's not that simple. A flash of hurt crosses his face, quickly masked by anger.
So that's it?
He demands.
After everything we've shared, you're just going to walk away.
I have a life here. A job, friends, responsibilities.
Fuck your job,
he explodes, his eyes darkening with rage.
You think that life is going to fulfill you? It's mundane, ordinary. You're not ordinary. You're extraordinary, and you deserve more.
I take a step back, my heart pounding in my chest. His words resonate within me, striking a chord I can't ignore. Do I really want to settle for the mundane? For a life that feels like I'm just going through the motions? Lars softens his gaze, stepping closer.
You're not like them. You're wild and free like me. Don't cage yourself in a life that'll suffocate your spirit.
You're right, I whisper, my voice barely audible. I'm not like most people. But that doesn't mean I should run away and join a carnival.
Then what?
He challenges.
What are you going to do, Alice? Will you spend the rest of your life working a dead-end job, dreaming of what could have been? Or are you going to take a chance on me?
I bite my lip, my heart torn. Lars is right. My life isn't fulfilling. It's comfortable and predictable, but it doesn't set my soul on fire. And with Lars, every moment is an adventure, a rush of excitement and danger. But is that enough? Can I give up everything I know for a man I barely know? A man who scares me as much as he excites me? The silence stretches between us, heavy with unspoken words and decisions left hanging in the balance. Lars's hand finds mine, his eyes pleading, and I feel the weight of the choice I have to make, like a ton of bricks crashing down on me.
Chapter 21, Lars. I storm into the carnival, fuming after my encounter with Alice. How can she not see that we're meant to be together? Her ordinary life is no match for the passion and excitement I can offer her.
Whoa, easy there, killer,
Colt calls out as I brush past him.
What's got your boxers in a twist?
I shoot him a murderous glare, but Colt just chuckles, unfazed by my sour mood. Nash saunters over, that infuriating smirk playing on his lips.
Let me guess, he drawls. Your towny girl giving you a hard time?
I clench my jaw, hating how transparent my frustration must be. She's being stubborn.
Well, can't say I'm surprised,
Colt chimes in with a shrug.
She seems like the type who likes to play hard to get.
She's not playing hard to get, I growl, my fists clenching at my sides. She's mine. She just won't accept it yet. Nash barks out a laugh.
Ha! You sound like a lovesick teenager, man. Get a grip.
Shut the fuck up, I snarl, taking a step toward him. Nash holds his hands in mock surrender, but that shit-eating grin never leaves his face.
All I'm saying is, if she's not ready to ditch her boring life and hit the road with you, maybe you're coming on too strong.
I open my mouth to retort, but Colt cuts me off.
Or maybe you're just not her type,
he quips with a wink. Before I can stop myself, I lunge at him, grabbing a fistful of his shirt and slamming him against the nearest trailer. Colt's eyes widen in surprise, but he knows better than to fight back.
Don't push me, Colt, I hiss, my face inches from his.
Alice is mine. It's only a matter of time before she realizes it, too. She'll be on the fucking bus at the end of the week. I guarantee that. With a final shove, I release him and stalk off, leaving Colt and Nash in my wake. They don't understand. How could they? Alice and I are kindred spirits, two halves of the same twisted whole. She'll come around. She has to. Heading toward my trailer, I need to get away from these idiots before I punch one of them in the throat, or worse. My fists are still clenched, nails digging into my palms as I try to rein in my temper. Alice's stubbornness is really starting to piss me off. Why can't she just accept what we have? Lost in my heated thoughts, I don't notice Ty until I nearly plow right into him. He grabs my shoulders, steadying me with a worried look.
Easy, Lars,
he says, his brow furrowed with concern.
What's got you so riled up?
I shake my head, taking a deep breath to compose myself.
It's Alice. She's being difficult about leaving with the carnival.
Ty lets out a sympathetic sigh.
Women, man. They'll drive you crazy if you let them.
His attempt at humor falls flat as his expression turns serious again.
Actually, I'm kind of glad I ran into you. We've got a situation brewing that could get ugly real fast.
My anger is momentarily replaced by a spike of adrenaline. What kind of situation?
This turf war between the Blackwood brothers and Carlo is heating up, Ty explains.
What are you saying, Ty? I ask, my anger overshadowed by this new development. The Blackwoods and Carlo are at each other's throats? Ty nods grimly.
Apparently there was an attack at one of the Blackwood warehouses in Ravenwood last night. Xavier is convinced it was Carlo's crew behind it.
Shit, I mutter, taking my fingers through my hair. This could get really messy if those two start an all-out war and we're caught in the middle. What did Xavier do?
You know how he operates, Ty says. He's pulled out all the stops, called in every trigger-happy guy in his arsenal to hit back twice as hard.
I can picture a bloody turf battle erupting in Bridgewater and Ravenwood. Innocent people getting caught in the crossfire of the Blackwoods' ruthless retaliation. It's exactly the heat we don't need while keeping our operations under wraps. So, what do you want to do? I ask, meeting Ty's gaze. You want to lie low for a bit? Pause the dealings until this shit blows over? Ty shakes his head.
Can't afford to. The Blackwoods are our biggest clients. They'll take it as a sign of disloyalty if we back out. It'll be our heads on the chopping block next.
I grip my teeth. Maybe we sweeten the deal for Carlo? Offer him a discount to make nice with the Blackwoods again? But Ty's already shaking his head.
You think he'll go for that after Xavier put a hit out on his guys? There's not a chance in hell, man. This has gone way too far.
A tense silence stretches between us as we grapple with the harsh reality. Getting stuck in a war between two crime syndicates is a death sentence waiting to happen. What then? I finally ask, my voice low. We just keep our heads down and hope this shit blows over before it reaches us? The grim set of Ty's jaw tells me we're in treacherous waters now, and one wrong move could capsize us all.
Chapter 22. Alice. The blank sheet of paper taunts me. I grip the pen tightly in my hand, releasing a deep breath. Then I scribble, "Pros" at the top, my heart already pounding with nervous anticipation. What would be the positives of leaving everything behind to join Lars in the carnival? The thrill and excitement I felt in his presence is undeniable. Every moment with him has set my body ablaze with desire and adrenaline. A life on the road, free from the monotony of my daily grind, dancing from town to town. It's wildly appealing in its unpredictability. I jot down passion and adventure under the pros column, feeling a flutter of longing. With Lars, I've discovered depths of pleasure and intensity I never knew existed. The thought alone is enough to make me tremble. To have that every night, to completely surrender to his dominance. But then my gaze shifts guiltily to the cons side of the paper. I can't ignore the very real risks of leaving everything behind. How well do I truly know Lars? He's volatile and possessive, making me wonder if I'm merely a prize to be won over. I scrawl unstable and risky under cons, my stomach twisting. Leaving my whole life behind, my job, home, and best friend Lily, who has been more like a sister, is terrifying. As thrilling as hot sex with a crazy, dangerous guy can be, is it worth sacrificing everything I've built? My pen hovers over the paper as I weigh the gravity of this impossible choice. The carnival leaves in 2 days, and Lars has made it clear he expects me to be with him when those trucks pull out. I squeeze my eyes shut, the weight of this decision threatening to crush me. Stay and forever wonder, what if? Leave and risk potential darkness and danger alongside the best sex of my life. I've never felt so untethered, so acutely aware that my next choice could irrevocably alter the course of my life. My phone buzzes on the table, the vibration startling me out of my tortured deliberations. I glance at the screen, my heart pounding harder when I see a text from Lars.
Thinking of you, princess.
And then, oh God, there's a photo attached. I swallow hard as the image loads, exposing his thick cock jutting out, the metal piercing glinting, and a pearlescent drop of arousal sliding down the swollen length. My mouth waters instinctively as I drink in the erotic sight, imagining that ring of steel sliding across my tongue.
Come and have a ride.
The crude invitation makes my thighs clench with sudden need, even as part of me recoils at how easily he can make me wet and aching with just a few words and a dick pic. I bite my lip, torn between the ache throbbing between my legs and the rational voice reminding me that getting any deeper with this dangerous, obsessive man is a terrible idea. Indecision battles within me as my gaze traces the thick veins and glistening tip of his cock over and over. Then my phone buzzes again, a new message appearing underneath the first.
I know you want it. You're fucking dripping for me right now, aren't you?
A whimper slips free as Lars seems to read my mind. God, he knows me too well already. Knows the potent effect he has on my body. How easily he can turn me into a shamelessly panting mess with just a glimpse of his manhood. My resolve crumbling, I quickly type back a response. I'll be right there. I cast the pros and cons list aside, the scribbled words already fading from my mind as the throbbing need between my legs takes over. Lars's message and that filthy photo have got me aching, desire pulsing through my veins. I know giving in to his demand is reckless, but I'm powerless against the craving for his touch, his dominance. Grabbing my purse and jacket, I head out the door without a second thought. The cool night air hits my flushed skin as I hurry down the darkened street toward the distant neon lights of the carnival, my steps quickening with every stride. The now familiar scents of funnel cake and hot dogs hit me as I approach the carnival grounds, the colorful tents and rides like a lurid siren's call. I slow as I try to figure out where Lars could be waiting. A few clusters of people wander the midway, but it's quieter than usual. My phone buzzes in my purse, and I pull it out with trembling hands, breath catching when I see it's another message from Lars.
By the haunted house. Don't keep me waiting too long.
pulse thrumming. I turn and spot the haunted house, the shadows around it seeming to shift and taunt me. Taking a steadying breath, I clutch my purse tightly and make my way over, my entire body tingling with a heady mix of fear and arousal. As I get closer, a tall, hulking figure emerges from the shadows wearing a mask. My knees nearly buckle at the sight of Lars's muscular frame, the colorful lights playing over his bare, tattooed torso. His eyes glitter dangerously through the mask's eye holes as they rake over me in a possessive caress.
"There you are,"
he rumbles in that rich, dark tone that sends shivers down my spine.
"Knew you'd come for me like a good little girl."
I swallow hard, trying to maintain my composure as Lars's imposing figure towers over me. His muscular frame accentuated by the haunting shadows cast by the haunted house lights. "What's with the mask?" I ask while I drink in the sight of his tattooed skin and chiseled abs. He chuckles.
"They had me working the haunted house today. This is the getup I had to wear."
His eyes glitter mischievously through the eye holes as he slowly turns, letting me take in every inch of his body clad in the tight black pants.
"Do you like it?"
I can't deny the truth. Seeing him like this, all power and danger radiating from his hulking frame, makes me insanely wet. The dark promise in his stance, the way the colored lights play over those rippling muscles in vivid ink, and that mask, it's like he emerged from my deepest, most taboo fantasies. My tongue darts out to wet my lips as I shamelessly drink in every delicious inch of him. "God, yes," I breathe. "You look incredible." A pleased rumble sounds deep in his chest as he notices my roving stare.
"That's right, princess. Can't get enough of me looking like this, can you?"
He flexes his biceps, the bulging muscles making my mouth water. I shake my head dumbly because I've never been so instantly, shamelessly turned on. My pulse spikes as Lars starts toward me, his chest and arm muscles shifting mesmerizingly with each predatory step. The damn mask only adds to his allure, transforming him into something out of a fantasy. Dangerous, primal, and utterly captivating. As he approaches, my breath quickens, my chest rising and falling faster against the fabric of my blouse. The cool night air is suddenly forgotten. The atmosphere crackles with electricity as he comes to a stop just a hair's breadth away, his imposing frame blocking out the garish lights of the funhouse behind him.
"You want to go in there with me?"
His deep voice is hoarse.
"Last entrance of the night. It's just about to close down."
Oh, God. Just the thought of being alone with him in the eerie confines of the haunted house makes my pussy squeeze with anticipation. I feel myself getting wetter. "I'd love to," I breathe, my gaze dropping briefly to his lips before returning to his eyes.
"Go on, then."
He takes a small step back, gesturing to the entrance.
"Go in. I'll find you."
My heart pounds as I step forward, his eyes on me making my skin tingle. I slip past him, feeling his hungry gaze on my back, and step into the dim, twisting corridors. The air inside is thick with shadows, and creepy music plays in the background. My breath comes in short bursts as I venture further into the maze of distorted mirrors and creepy props, my eyes scanning the darkness for any sign of Lars. I jump at creaking floorboards, my heart hammering as I worry he might suddenly appear from the shadows, but the corridors remain empty. My heart leaps into my throat as a hideous mechanical figure suddenly lurches out at me from the shadows, its gaping maw letting out a grating screech. A scream is torn from my lungs before I can stifle it. Before I can catch my breath, a powerful arm wraps around me from behind, a large hand clamping over my mouth to muffle any further cries. My body goes rigid with shock as I'm yanked backward against a solid, unyielding chest. He pulls me closer, his free arm wrapping around my waist possessively as he buries his masked face in the crook of my neck. His deep voice rumbles in my ear, vibrating through my body.
"Thought you could get away from me,"
he demands.
"You know you can't escape. You're mine."
Lars senses my willingness, and his grip tightens as he explores my neck with his teeth and tongue, nipping and sucking at the sensitive skin. His big hands roam my body, gripping me firmly, staking his claim. My breath comes in short, shallow gasps as he nibbles and licks his way up my neck to my earlobe, sucking it lightly into his mouth.
God, you're so fucking responsive,
he whispers, clearly pleased by how easily he can push my buttons. And then he slides his fingers into my panties.
Always so damn wet for me.
He grinds his pelvis against me, and I feel his cock. Desire floods me, shame and arousal mixing as I will my legs to press closer, needing to feel him against me, needing more of his touch. I want you, Lars, I find myself whispering, breathless and raw. I want you so bad.
That's right. You can't deny it, can you?
He reaches down to squeeze my ass, his strong fingers digging into my flesh as he gives me a rough, possessive massage. My eyes fall closed, and a whimper escapes my throat at his rough treatment. I want to melt into him, to surrender completely. Through the haze of desire, a tiny voice of reason still nags at me, warning me this is insane. But it's so easy to ignore that inner voice when Lars has me trembling and weak with longing.
Keep walking,
he murmurs, his lips ghosting against my skin.
We're gonna find us a nice quiet corner.
I nod, stepping forward with shaky legs. Lars keeps a tight hold on me as we continue through the twisting corridors, the macabre surroundings now doing little to affect me. We continue through the dark while Lars whispers in my ear.
Oh, I've got plans for you.
His lips graze the shell of my ear.
Plans that will have you screaming my name and begging for more.
My knees feel weak, and desire pools in my core.
Think you can handle it?
He asks.
Bet you're wondering what it'll be like when I finally take that sweet ass of yours.
I bite my lip, fighting the urge to squirm as he goes on, whispering graphic details of what he intends to do to me. It's filthy and carnal, and it makes my cheeks flame with embarrassment, even as my core pulses with need.
Fuck, you're so perfect,
he murmurs, his voice rough with desire.
I love how you get all flushed and turned on just from my words. Your pussy is probably dripping right now, isn't it?
Please, Lars, I beg, giving in to the tide of lust that threatens to drown me. Just take me already.
That's what I like to hear, princess. That sweet, needy voice, begging me for it.
He chuckles, but an undercurrent of something darker in his tone sends a thrill through me.
I've been thinking about this all damn day,
he growls, his hand tightening on my waist.
Couldn't concentrate on anything but imagining the taste of your pussy and the sound of your sexy cries when I finally fuck that ass of yours.
I stifle a moan, unable to stop imagining his mouth on me, his talented tongue working its magic until I fall apart for him. Whether I can take his size in my ass is questionable, but I'm so turned on I don't seem to care. Lars spins me roughly into a shadowy corner, the fog machine nearby filling the air with mist and adding to the eerie atmosphere. My heart is in my throat as he pushes me down onto the floor on my back. Above me, he stands, a formidable, masked figure, his muscles shifting. The fog swirls around us, adding to the surreal feel of the moment as Lars descends to his knees between my thighs, his imposing frame dwarfing me. My breath catches as he hooks his fingers under my thighs, lifting my legs to settle them on his broad shoulders. I'm exposed and vulnerable, but the heat in his gaze sends a surge of desire coursing through me. The overly dominant position sends a thrill through my core, obliterating my last shred of hesitation. His masked visage, the haunting fog, it's all too much, and I'm consumed by the sheer force of my want.
Is this what you wanted?
He asks.
Do you want me to taste that sweet pussy of yours?
I'm breathless as he reads my mind, exposing my innermost cravings. I can only nod, my tongue feeling thick in my mouth. His strong hands slide to my knees, bending them slightly as he brings his masked face toward my core. Then he shifts the mask enough to free his mouth, allowing me to feel the warm puff of his breath against my sensitized skin, a second before his tongue makes contact. A strangled whimper escapes my throat as he teases my clit, licking and sucking with expert precision. The fog swirls around us, amplifying the dreamlike feel of the moment. It's like we've entered a world where only our lust exists, a place where reality and fantasy blur. He dives in, his tongue stroking and flicking, his hands kneading my thighs as he holds me in place. My head falls back, my spine arching, as lightning bolts of pleasure shoot through me. He laps at my juices, devouring me, and the knowledge that we could be caught at any moment only fuels my arousal.
Fuck, princess.
He groans against my sensitive flesh, his masked face buried between my thighs.
You taste better every time I eat you. Sweet and fucking perfect.
My fingers dig into the floor as wave after wave of pleasure rolls over me. With each swipe of his tongue, I feel myself falling deeper into the abyss of my need. I can already feel the tension coiling in my core, threatening to explode. Oh, God, Lars, I'm close. The words tumble from my lips, my voice cracking with need.
That's it,
he rumbles, never stopping the delicious assault of his tongue and lips.
Let go for me. Want to hear you scream my name.
His words push me over the edge, making my walls clench around nothing. The force of my climax takes me by surprise, the intensity making me see stars. My fingers tighten in his hair as I ride out the waves crashing over me, my body thrumming with delicious aftershocks. It takes me a moment to come back down to earth, my breath still unsteady as Lars gently lowers my legs to the floor and removes his hands from my thighs. Through the fog, I watch him push the mask back in place.
Time for me to stretch that pretty ass of yours. The haunted house is shut now. It's just you and me.
My cheeks flame as I can't believe how badly I want him to be the first to fuck my ass. I bite my lip as a rush of need overwhelms me. I want you to take my ass, I whisper, my voice breathy. But do you have lube? A low chuckle escapes him, sending a thrill through my body.
Always prepared, princess.
He pats his pocket, his eyes sparkling with mischief.
Just say the word and I'm going to pop that anal cherry right here and now.
My heart pounds as he waits for my answer, his eyes burning into mine. This is it, the final moment of no return. I lick my lips, feeling the weight of the decision hanging over us. And then I nod, a determined rush flooding me. Do it, I say hoarsely. I want you to be the first. A triumphant grin splits his face, making my stomach flip with anticipation.
And last,
he adds. That remains to be seen. I still haven't made my decision yet. Can I really leave everything behind to join the fucking circus? It doesn't matter right now, because all that matters is Lars and this palpable connection between us.
Chapter 23, Lars. With Alice's hand firmly in mine, I lead her deeper into a dimly lit room adorned with fake cobwebs and plastic skeletons. I smirk, guiding her toward a rickety table. She laughs nervously as I gently push her onto it, her back lying flat against the cold, hard surface. Stay right there, I whisper. Alice bites her lip. I retrieve a small tube of lube from my pocket. She watches my every move, her breath quickening as I approach. You've got a gorgeous ass, you know that? I murmur, my fingers gently caressing her cheeks. Alice's eyes flutter closed as I crouch between her spread thighs. I squeeze a generous amount of lube onto my fingers and work it into her. My touch is firm yet gentle as I circle her tight entrance, gradually slipping one finger inside. Do you like that, princess? Does it feel good having your ass fingered? I ask.
Yes.
She moans, her head falling back as I add a second finger.
Oh, God, Lars, it feels so good.
My free hand traces patterns on her clit, my touch light and teasing. I work my fingers in and out of her, stretching and preparing her. Her hips buck against my hand, her moans filling the haunted house. Your ass is so tight. I can't wait to be inside it. Alice's breath hitches as my fingers stretch her.
Yes. There. Oh, Lars.
Her ass clenches around my fingers as she cries out, her release washing over her. I lean down, my breath hot against her ear. That's just the beginning, princess. I'm going to make you come even harder when I fuck that beautiful ass of yours. Alice's eyes fly open, her chest heaving as she tries to catch her breath. She's panting, her body glistening with anticipation.
I'm ready, Lars.
She says, her eyes daring me to take her. I pop open the button of my jeans and with a smooth, deliberate movement, I drag down the zipper. My dick springs free, hard and ready. You sure about this? I ask.
Yes.
She replies, her eyes never leaving mine.
I want you to take my anal virginity.
I stand between her legs as she's sprawled out on her back on the table. My cock twitches as I spread a generous amount of lube on it, the coolness sending shivers down my body. Relax, I whisper as I squeeze more lube onto my fingers and gently work it into her ass. I'm gonna make this good for you. She lets out a shaky breath as I slowly push four fingers inside her, preparing her again for my cock. You feel so fucking tight, princess, I groan. Alice moans, pushing back against my hand.
I'm ready. Give me your cock.
Hearing those words, I position the pierced head of my cock at her entrance. With a gentle but firm thrust, I push inside her. Her ass grips me tight, the sensation almost too much to bear. Oh, fuck, I grit out, my eyes rolling back in my head. I pause, letting her adjust to the invasion. Her body tenses and I see a flash of discomfort cross her face. You okay? She nods.
Just give me a moment.
I wait, my body burning with anticipation. The haunted house is filled with the sound of our heavy breathing. After a few seconds, she nods again, this time with determination.
Keep going,
she says. I start moving, slowly at first, letting her get used to the feeling of me inside her. Her body relaxes around me, the initial discomfort fading away. I thrust a little harder, a little faster, my eyes never leaving hers. That's it, princess, I encourage. Take it all. Her breath quickens as I pick up the pace, her moans becoming louder.
Oh, Lars. Oh, my God.
I lean down, my lips brushing against her ear. That's it. Let go. As I slam into her, she cries out, her body shaking with pleasure.
Lars! Oh, fuck! Right there!
Her ass grips me like a vice, milking my cock. I can feel my release building, but I hold off, wanting to prolong this moment. Come for me, I demand. Let me feel you come around my cock. Her breath catches in her throat, her body tensing as she spirals toward the edge.
I'm gonna... Oh, God, Lars!
With a few more thrusts, she explodes, her ass clenching and releasing in waves. Her pussy squirts everywhere and makes a mess. I thrust as deep as possible and spill myself inside her. We stay connected for a few seconds, our breathing ragged. I gently pull out of her, my cock twitching as I do so. She sits up, a satisfied smile on her face. You enjoyed that, didn't you, princess? I ask. Alice bites her lip, her eyes sparking with mischief.
You know I did,
she admits, her hands reaching up to caress my neck.
Fuck. I love it when you take control like that.
My lips graze her ear. I've got more ways to take control, baby. Ways that'll make you beg for more. Her breath hitches as my fingers gently tilt her chin up, exposing the delicate skin of her neck. There's just one condition, I whisper, my lips ghosting over her sensitive skin, making her shiver.
What's that?
She asks, a challenge in her eyes. You have to ride my motorcycle again tomorrow, I say, smirking. But there's a catch. Her eyes narrow, a mix of curiosity and desire flashing across her face. I enjoy keeping her guessing. It fuels the fire between us. I want you to ride it with my cock deep in your ass, I continue, watching her reaction carefully. She bites her lip, considering my proposal.
That sounds intriguing.
She purrs, her fingers trailing down my chest.
But why?
Because it's a more natural position while you ride than in your pussy, I explain, my voice a low rumble. You'll be nice and relaxed, and we can ride for hours with your ass warming my cock. Alice moans.
I like the sound of that.
I chuckle, unable to hide my satisfaction at her response. I thought you might. It's a date.
Will you pick me up?
She asks. I grab Alice's hand. No, you're staying the night with me. It's not up for negotiation. Alice's brow furrows as she looks up at me, uncertainty flickering across her face.
What do you mean? I didn't bring a change of clothes.
I lean in closer, my voice low and unyielding. You're mine now. You'll be staying in my trailer from now on. My grip on her hand tightens slightly, leaving no room for argument. We'll pick up your stuff tomorrow. Alice opens her mouth, then closes it, clearly taken aback by my declaration. I can see the gears turning in her head as she processes my words.
I've told you, I've not decided if I'm...
I shake my head. There's nothing to decide. You're coming with me, princess. This is where you belong. Without waiting for a response, I guide her toward the exit of the haunted house. As we walk through the carnival, the air is thick with anticipation. I can sense her inner conflict, the pull between the life she knows and the one I'm offering. I unlock the door and usher her inside. The space is modest but cozy, and I can see Alice taking it all in, her eyes darting around curiously. Welcome home, princess, I murmur, my hand finding the small of her back as I guide her further into the trailer. Alice turns to face me, her green eyes shining with mixed emotions.
Lars, I...
She begins, her voice barely above a whisper. I silence her with a finger on her lips, my gaze intense and unwavering. Shh. Don't fight it, Alice. This is where you belong. Without another word, I pull her close, my lips crashing down on hers in a passionate, possessive kiss. Alice melts into my embrace, her body responding to my touch. I know she's mine, and I'll do whatever is necessary to keep her by my side forever.
Chapter 24. Alice. I wake to the sensation of Lars's strong arm draped over my body, his warmth enveloping me like a cocoon. As I lay there, my mind wanders to the life-altering decision that looms before me. Could I really leave Willow Creek behind? This town has been my home for as long as I can remember, and the thought of abandoning it fills me with a sense of unease. My mom, who raised me alone, remarried and moved 6 hours away to Cary when I turned 18. I chose not to go with her, opting to stay in Willow Creek. But honestly, a part of me has felt like something's been missing since she left. We were so close, and her presence provided a sense of companionship that I couldn't replicate even with my best friend Lily. Don't get me wrong, I love Willow Creek and the people here. Lily is an amazing friend, always there for me through thick and thin. And I have other friends who make life here enjoyable. But as I lay here, wrapped in Lars's embrace, I can't help but feel a longing for something more. My mom and I still talk on the phone regularly, but it's not the same as having her here with me. When she left, I felt abandoned, like a piece of my heart had been ripped out. I've tried to fill that void with work and friendships, but it's never been enough. Now, as I contemplate the possibility of leaving with Lars and the carnival, I wonder if this could be my chance to find that missing piece. I feel Lars's body stir beside me as he shifts and opens his eyes.
Good morning, princess.
He murmurs in that deep, gravelly voice. He leans in and presses his lips to mine in a lingering kiss. As our lips part, Lars must sense the unease coursing through me.
What's up? You seem tense.
He says, his brow furrowing. I take a deep breath, unsure how to voice the thoughts swirling in my head. I was just thinking about the decision I have to make, I admit hesitantly. Lars lets out a low chuckle, his eyes darkening slightly.
You can pretend you have one if that makes it easier.
I feel my heart rate quicken as his words sink in. He's insinuating that no matter what I decide, I'll be coming with him when the carnival leaves town. The intensity in his gaze leaves no room for doubt that I'm already his in his mind, and my so-called choice is merely an illusion. I take a deep breath. How can I leave with someone I know nothing about? I ask, my voice trembling slightly. I mean, I barely know you. How can I uproot my entire life for a stranger? Lars's eyes soften, and he tries to brush a strand of hair from my face.
I'm an open book. What do you want to know? Ask me anything.
His sudden willingness to share catches me off guard. I pause, considering what I truly want to know about this enigmatic man who's turned my world upside down. Tell me about your family, I say finally, and your upbringing. I want to know where you come from. What shaped you into who you are today? Lars's expression shifts, a mix of emotions flickering across his face. He takes a deep breath, steeling himself for what he's about to share.
My family,
he begins, his voice low and measured.
It wasn't exactly a picture-perfect childhood. My old man was a mean drunk, always taking out his frustrations on my mom and me. We lived in a small, run-down house on the outskirts of town. Money was always tight, and tensions were always high.
He continues, his gaze fixed on a point in the distance.
My mom worked herself to the bone, trying to keep food on the table. Double shifts at the diner, cleaning houses on the side. But it was never enough for my dad. He'd come home late, reeking of booze, and start in on her. I'd try to step in, but...
He trails off, his jaw clenching. I reach out and take his hand, giving it a gentle squeeze. Lars looks at me, his eyes filled with a vulnerability I've never seen before.
I practically raised my little sister,
he says softly.
Made sure she had something to eat, got her ready for school. It wasn't much of a childhood, but I did what I had to do.
I feel a lump in my throat as I listen to Lars's story. My heart aches for the young boy he once was, shouldering so much responsibility when he should have been able to be a kid. Where is your sister now? I ask, hoping to hear that she found a way out and is living a better life. A shadow falls across Lars's face, his eyes darkening with pain.
She's gone,
he says, his voice barely above a whisper.
She killed herself.
I gasp, my hand flying to my mouth. Oh, Lars, I'm so sorry. He nods, swallowing hard.
She left a note. It turned out that right under both my mom's nose and mine, my dad had been...
He pauses.
He'd been molesting her since she was 5.
My stomach churns at the revelation, and I feel tears prick at the corners of my eyes. Lars's grip on my hand tightens, his knuckles turning white.
I blame myself,
he continues.
I should have realized, should have saved her. I was supposed to protect her, and I failed.
I want to tell him it wasn't his fault. He was just a child himself, but I can see the guilt etched deeply into his features.
Dad got locked up,
Lars says, a flicker of anger flashing in his eyes.
But it wasn't enough. I wanted to kill him. I still do.
I can see now why Lars is the way he is, why he's so fiercely controlling. It's all rooted in this profound loss and the guilt he carries. My heart aches for him. For the little boy who had to grow up far too fast and endure unimaginable trauma. Without a word, I reach out and pull him into a hug, cradling his head against my chest. He turns tense at first, but then slowly melts into me, his arms wrapping around my waist. We stay like that for a long moment, our breathing synchronizing as I run my fingers soothingly through his hair. I can feel the tension seeping out of him. Finally, Lars pulls back slightly, his eyes shimmering with unshed tears.
Alice,
he murmurs. I reach up and cup his face, my thumbs caressing his cheekbones. I'm here, Lars, I whisper. I'm not going anywhere. In that moment, something shifts between us, a connection forming that transcends the physical passion we've shared. It's all happening far too quick, but I've never felt like this for anyone before. Lars leans in, his lips capturing mine in a kiss that's achingly tender, yet brimming with a depth of feeling that takes my breath away. My fingers tangle in his hair as I pull him closer, our bodies pressed flush against each other. But there's no urgency, no desperate need for release. Instead, we move together in a languid, sensual dance, savoring every touch, every caress. As we lay there, lazily exploring each other, I realize he's right. We belong together. And I can't wait to start my new life with him on the road with the carnival.
Chapter 25, Lars. Nash, where the fuck is the product? I demand through the phone, tapping my foot impatiently as I wait by the edge of the carnival grounds for the van. Relax, man. I'm stuck in traffic. I'll be there in 10. Nash replies, his voice infuriatingly calm. I run a hand through my hair, frustration building. You don't understand. Carlo's not happy since we supplied the Blackwood Brothers double. We need this deal to go off without a hitch, or we're all fucked. Nash sighs. I get it, Lars, but getting pissed off isn't going to make the van move any faster. Just take a deep breath and... Suddenly, I hear a gasp behind me. I whirl around to find Alice standing there, her eyes wide with shock. Fuck. I gotta go, I mutter into the phone, quickly ending the call. Alice stares at me, her face a mixture of disbelief and horror.
Lars, what the hell was that about? Coke deal? What's going on?
I step toward her, my hands raised in a placating gesture. Princess, it's not what you think.
Don't princess me.
She snaps, backing away.
I heard you. You're involved in some kind of drug dealings, aren't you?
I run a hand over my face, trying to find the right words. It's complicated. There's a lot you don't know about this carnival. She shakes her head, tears welling in her eyes. Then she storms away, forcing me to follow her. Her stuff is in the trailer, and that's exactly where she's headed. Alice, wait! She rushes into the trailer and slams the door in my face, but I yank it open before she locks it. Alice, please, let me explain.
Explain?
She interrupts, her tone laced with anger and disbelief.
You told me you were an open book this morning, Lars, and now I find out you're a fucking drug dealer? This isn't what I had planned.
She continues, gripping her hair in frustration.
I don't know how I can live with a man who could get locked up at any time.
I step closer, my hands outstretched in a desperate attempt to calm her. Alice, listen to me. We're leaving tomorrow, and you're coming with me. I grasp for her, desperate to keep her by my side. You're not leaving. Not now, not ever. Her eyes dart around, panic flickering in their depths.
You can't keep me here against my will. I won't be your prisoner.
The desperation coursing through my veins surfaces, and I grab her wrists, holding her in place. I'll do whatever it takes to keep you safe. If that means tying you to my fucking bed, so be it. A sudden fire ignites in her eyes, and she lunges at me. Her hands connect with my chest, pushing me back, but I quickly regain my balance, a flicker of desire awakening.
You son of a bitch!
She screams, rage fueling her movements. A scathing retort rises to my lips, but something shifts. Our proximity, the anger simmering between us, it's electric. Her breath quickens, mirroring my own, and without warning, she slams her lips against mine. The kiss is fierce. A moment ago, her fingers were trying to push me away. Now, they lace through my hair, yanking me closer. The taste of her lips and the feeling of her body against mine erase all rational thought. I back her against the wall, claiming her mouth again and again. Her hands roam wildly, sending sparks of desire coursing through my body. I tug at her clothes, kneading her skin against mine. It's chaos. I lift her, pressing her back against the table. Our gazes lock, a silent understanding passing between us. As I enter her, she wraps her legs around my waist, pulling me deeper. Full of passion and vigor, her eyes hold mine as our bodies move in perfect sync. Our breaths quicken until, with one final thrust, she comes apart. Her nails dig into my back and she bites my shoulder to stifle her cry. Our hearts pound, bodies glistening in the faint light. I trace my fingers along her collarbone, a feeling of possession coursing through me. Mine, I whisper, claiming her with my gaze. She doesn't respond, but her eyes, full of conflict and desire, speak volumes. I lift her off the table, her legs still wrapped around my waist. Her arms slip around my neck, mouths fused as I carry her toward the bed. Dropping her onto the mattress, I crawl on top of her. Our gaze is locked. My hands explore her body, mapping every curve, memorizing every inch of her skin. She gasps as my fingers trail down her body, reaching between her legs. "You're so wet for me, princess." My voice is deep, laced with satisfaction. I nip at her neck, tasting the salty sweetness of her skin as my fingers delve deeper, stroking her core. Her hips buck against my hand, a silent plea for more. I chuckle darkly, my breath hot against her ear. "So eager, aren't you?" She whimpers as I thrust my fingers inside her. I enjoy hearing her moans, but I want more. I want to hear her scream my name. I withdraw my fingers, lining my cock against her entrance. With one smooth thrust, I fill her, our groans mixing in the confined space. Her nails dig into my shoulders as I begin to move, my hands gripping her thighs. I relish the feeling of being enveloped by her heat, by the tight clench of her cunt. Faster and harder I drive into her, my eyes glued to where we're joined. Her breasts heave with each thrust, a flush spreading across her chest. I reach between us, my thumb finding her clit as I continue to thrust. "Come for me, princess. Let me feel you squeeze my cock." Her head falls back, eyes squeezed shut as she teeters on the edge.
"Lars!"
She cries out, her body convulsing around mine. I growl, the sensation of her cunt milking my cock pushing me closer to the edge. But I'm not done with her yet. Withdrawing my dick from her soaking cunt, I scoop her up in my arms. She giggles, the sound light and airy against the darkness of our desires. I position her against the edge of the bed, bending her over. The sight of her ass in the air drives me insane. With one hand on her hip, I guide my cock to her entrance, sliding back inside with a growl. "God, I love the view from here, princess." She pushes back against me, meeting my thrusts as I drive into her, claiming her once more. Her cries fill the room, echoing against the metal walls. I pivot her toward the wall, pressing her against it. Her hands search for purchase as I enter her from behind, taking what's mine. "You're mine, Alice," I grunt, pounding into her. "Every inch of that tight cunt belongs to me." I let go of my control, letting the darkness consume me as I thrust into her with reckless abandon. Our grunts and moans mingle, creating a symphony of raw, unrestrained desire. Her body shakes, her walls clenching around me as she comes again.
"Lars, I'm... Oh, God!"
"Come for me again," I demand. "Come on my cock." She cries out, her body shuddering as I fill her, my release pouring into her. I lean against her, breathless. "Damn, you're gonna be the death of me." Alice bites her bottom lip.
"I don't think so. I think it's the other way around."
She glances at me over her shoulder, her brow furrowed.
"I can't believe you're a drug dealer."
I sigh, running a hand through my hair and withdrawing from her. "You're right. I'm involved in drug dealings, I admit," my voice low. "But it's not as simple as you might think." Alice spins around and opens her mouth to protest, but I squeeze her hands gently, silencing her. "This carnival isn't just a traveling show. It's a front." Her brows furrow in confusion, and I take a deep breath before continuing. "Ty runs the whole operation. The carnival allows us to move product from town to town without arousing suspicion." Understanding slowly dawns on her face, and she shakes her head in disbelief.
"But how? Why?"
"Money. Power. The usual reasons," I shrug. "Ty's been doing this alongside his mentor for years before I joined." Alice's eyes widen.
"So you're not just a mechanic?"
I chuckle. "No, princess, I'm much more than that. Ty trusts me to handle the distributions and make the deals happen." I pause, studying her reaction. "Until recently, it was just me, Ty, Nash, and Phoenix. We kept it tight and made sure no one else knew about the real business. But now Remy and Colt are in on it, too." I continue.
They know about the drugs, and they get a cut to keep their mouths shut. Alice shakes her head.
I can't believe this. How could you keep something like this from me when I'm going to move with you?
I cup her cheek, my thumb tracing her jawline. I wanted to protect you. The less you knew, the safer you'd be. She pulls back slightly, her eyes searching mine.
But what does this mean for us?
Leaning forward, I press my forehead against hers. It means you're stuck with me. Whether you like it or not, you're part of this world now. Conflict rages in those stunning green eyes, but there's a glimmer of acceptance, too. A hint that she's willing to embrace the darkness that comes with being mine. I'm not going anywhere, I murmur, my lips brushing against hers. And neither are you.
Chapter 26. Alice. My mind is whirling as this afternoon's argument with Lars has replayed like a broken record. Tomorrow, I'm supposed to leave with him. Pack my shit up and just leave. And now I find out he's a fucking drug runner. That this entire carnival is a front for supplying drugs to dealers. Alice! Lily's voice pulls me out of my thoughts and I smile. I called her to meet me as I seriously might leave tomorrow. So I have to tell her my plans. Hell, I have to tell her about Lars, whom I've kept a complete secret. Lily greets me with a warm hug. Her smile is bright and cheerful as always. Hey, girl. It's so good to see you. I return the embrace. We walk toward the carnival and I link arms with her, wondering if I can leave her. She went through shit growing up, moving from foster home to foster home, and ever since she arrived here, I've kind of taken care of her. What have you been doing then with your time off? Lily asks, adjusting the strap of her purse. Heat floods my cheeks. I met someone, I breathe. Lily jerks me to a stop abruptly. What? There's...